Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, November 14th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1395. Donald Trump asked Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to serve as his Secretary of Health and Human Services, putting one of the nation's leading vaccine skeptics in charge of America's healthcare agencies. Kennedy has spread discredited conspiracy theories that vaccines cause autism, opposed CDC guidance on water fluoridization for dental health, backed the consumption of raw milk against FDA warnings, and endorsed hydroxychloroquine for COVID-19, despite FDA findings that it is ineffective. In October, Trump said that he would let Kennedy go wild on health, go wild on the food, and go wild on medicines if he was reelected. HHS oversees both the CDC and the FDA, and the position requires Senate confirmation. Meanwhile, Matt Gaetz abruptly resigned from Congress just hours after Trump announced that he was nominating him for Attorney General. The resignation comes 2 days before the House Ethics Committee was scheduled to release a highly damaging report detailing allegations against Gaetz, including sex trafficking involving underage girls, illicit drug use, and accepting bribes. Gaetz's resignation means he's no longer a congressman, and the committee no longer has jurisdiction over him. Republican and Democratic senators called for access to the House Ethics Committee report into Gaetz as part of the confirmation hearing process. Dick Durbin, chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, urged the House Ethics Committee to preserve and share its report on Gaetz, saying the sequence and timing of Mr. Gaetz's resignation from the House raises serious questions about the contents of the House Ethics Committee report. We cannot allow this valuable information from a bipartisan investigation to be hidden from the American people. Several Republican senators, meanwhile, have expressed skepticism about Gaetz's ability to secure the necessary votes for confirmation. While some Republican members remain open to considering Gaetz, others view it as a long shot, suggesting that Trump may be testing the limits of Senate loyalty. John Cornyn, a key Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee, added, "I think there should not be any limitations on the Senate Judiciary Committee's investigation, including whatever the House Ethics Committee generated." Michael Guest, the chairman of the Ethics Committee, however, suggested that he was not inclined to release the investigative findings now that Gaetz has resigned, saying, "Once we lose jurisdiction, there would not be a report that would be issued." And finally, the satirical fake news outlet The Onion bought an actual fake news site. The Onion won the bidding for conspiracy theorist Alex Jones's InfoWars in a bankruptcy auction. The Onion said it plans to end InfoWars' relentless barrage of disinformation for the sake of selling supplements and replace it with The Onion's relentless barrage of humor for good. The Onion plans to relaunch InfoWars in January of next year. The bid was sanctioned by the families of the victims of the mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School, who won a $1.4 billion defamation lawsuit against Alex Jones for calling the massacre a hoax. In September, a judge approved auctions to liquidate Jones's assets, including InfoWars. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.